حبيبي عمار، I cannot let Mother's Day pass without plastering that seminally you Mother's Day message you posted on Facebook. Here it goes. Okay, Mom, here is part of your present. Bismillah. Laugh out loud. Roses are red, violets are blue. Your son has the emotional hide of a rhino and hates plastering his emotions on Facebook, but he still loves the hell out of you. Happy American Mother's Day, Russia. When the snow clears, I'm gonna hike up the mountains and skillfully handcraft you a bouquet made of pine cones, eagle feathers, and granola bars, boulder style. And yes, for those of you who don't know, you can hike up the flat irons and pick up Nature Valley granola bars right off the bush. This is Boulder. Don't question me, damn it. This message was not only the last message you wrote me publicly on Mother's Day. It is you, the you I miss, the you I would have loved the world to know. You are a very private person. I always ask myself if I have the right to plaster you in public. Forgive me if I do. I'm trying to squeeze some good out of this unspeakable tragedy. Ammar was a special kid with a unique sense of humor, an ability to challenge the system, a yearning to set the record straight, and many dreams that were dashed the morning of January 11, 2017. Ammar's Montessori pre-K teacher used to ask him to join her for his math hour, and he used to answer, "No, I'm not in the mood." When we used to label toys made in China as junk, he told us, "Do you know what we would find if we were to dig deep under these United States? A label that says made in China." Ammar boycotted his kindergarten's boys' room because he was allergic to bad smell. He drew anatomically correct figures of himself. "That is the truth, no?" he would tell his teacher. He was a kid with a special learning style. At age 8, Ammar had a verbal IQ in the gifted range and a practical IQ in the normal range. He was diagnosed with nonverbal learning disorder. Driving home from school one afternoon, Ammar, who was 7 years old at the time, heard that kids in the West Bank were stoning a rabbi's funeral. Ammar told me he was okay with their behavior because the rabbi was dead and he could not feel anything. On the other hand, Palestinian kids were shot with rubber bullets and live bullets by the Israelis, he explained. To the comment I made, namely, that the rabbi deserved respect on his last journey and that two wrongs do not make a right, he replied, "The world was not willing to admit the first wrong until those who were wronged retaliated." I read this argument 50 years later in defense of the Palestinian people by a very prominent American scholar, Edward Said. During one of our visits to the Middle East, we traveled to Lebanon. Ammar was probably 9 or 10 years old. We went on a tour of Beirut, and Ammar, who was fascinated by the History Channel, saw a wall in downtown that was hit by artillery and left as a testimony to the country's civil war. He asked if there was a war, and I said yes. He asked who was fighting whom, and I said the Lebanese were fighting each other. "Then I cannot ask you who won, because when the same people fight each other, there is no winner," Ammar said. "You were a normal kid who fought his battles, won some and lost others. You made people laugh. You gave friends a piece of your mind and never minced your words. It is such a major leap of faith to advocate a fund only because the honoree died at age 27 and had no chance to fulfill his dreams or even to have first, let alone a second chance. Your fund is the fund for second chances, something many people deserve and few eventually get. You did not have a second chance. I hope this would be a cause you can subscribe to. Give to someone who yearns for a second chance.